Look, most of us, no, let's scrap that. All of us have at least one mobile device in the home. We've all got a mobile phone. And as time has rolled on over the last couple of decades, we've seemed to rely on them more and more for just about everything. Of course, that also means that we've got them with us 24/7 as well, even while we sleep. And as somebody who's got a bit of a thought on the fact that it may not be such a great idea is Michaela Listella from the Central Queensland University. And good morning, Michaela, this morning. What impact will that have if we have the mobile phone next to us while we sleep? Because we use it for alarms, we use it for all sorts of things, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. And I think some of the problems in our modern society is that we're always stimulated by our electronic devices, and our phones are typically right next to us as we go to sleep. And it's kind of that tendency to grab it if you can't fall asleep, or as you're kind of turning your lights off, then you just kind of grab your phone and you're scrolling through your social media or your work emails and things like that. And essentially, they don't allow us to switch off.
Are you sure you haven't been at my house? Are you sure you haven't been at my house? Because I could have sworn I did that last night and the night before and possibly over the weekend also. And I guess as well, as soon as we wake up, I mean, the alarm goes off, which tends to be the mobile phone. The alarm, hit that off and then have a look through and see what I've missed, which is usually nothing important anyway.
Exactly. It's so hard these days for anyone to just be able to go about their business without checking in with their phone constantly.
So now that we've put our cards on the table and know that everyone's pretty much addicted to the damn things, it's that
I wouldn't say everyone, but...
Oh, most of us. So with the light that's coming out of the phone, how does that sort of affect us when we're trying to get to sleep?
Well, essentially, the electronic devices emit a blue light, which restricts our main sleep hormone, which is called melatonin, from secreting. This typically happens after 10 p.m. at night. And if you're using these mobile phones and the blue light is coming through, essentially through your eyes, it will restrict this main sleep hormone from rising. So then we don't feel as sleepy, and it then essentially delays our sleep onset. So we'll kind of be a little bit more alert compared to if we didn't use these devices or didn't get exposed to these blue lights. So they're basically prohibiting your sleep hormone from working at its best.
So now that we also know that it's going to keep us up longer at night, is there any long-term impacts, like for quality of our eyesight, that we're uncovering?
That's actually quite a good question. I'm not too familiar with the long-term impacts. As you would know, these mobile phones have only been around maybe 20 years that this blue light's coming through. So I'm not actually sure if many studies have looked at the long-term impacts of eyesight. Definitely the long-term impacts of not getting enough sleep can be quite harmful. Many studies have now shown that lack of sleep has been associated with type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, obesity, and things like that. So definitely not getting enough sleep is probably the primary concern at this point.
All the fun stuff, Michaela.
Yes, definitely.
So what are some of the best ways we should actually try and reduce our mobile phone use in and around sleep time, and indeed in bed?
Well, this is one of the most difficult questions that we get asked, and it's quite similar to, I guess, you know, the fact that people know that smoking is not good for them, but sometimes they still smoke. We know that fatty foods aren't good for us, but we still consume fatty foods. So it's kind of that kind of on that parallel. Some of the things is, I guess, having a good wind down routine, you know, good sleep hygiene behavior, such as you know, dimming the lights before you go to sleep. A good strategy is actually not having your phone next to your bed as an alarm, and actually using an alarm clock if you need that. So putting your phone to bed before you get into bed, so to speak, and maybe having it in another room might be helpful.
Michaela, I think I'll try and tuck it in a different room that I tuck myself in each night. Thank you for letting us know some of that this morning. I will do my best tonight, okay?
Appreciate that. Take care.
There is Dr. Michaela Listella from the Central Queensland University. I think most of us do it. A lot of us do it. I shouldn't say all of us. I know I've been guilty of it from time to time. Keeping that mobile phone too close at bedtime. 26 past 11 at 2 NURFM.